You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hanat Baba. All week long, we've been playing you a sound that has a special place in our hearts here at KALW. It's a sound we hear a lot.
We have a great view of the city and the bridge, and at night it's really pretty because all the lights come on and it's dark.
Do you guys have a mascot?
We have a puma.
So, think you know what that was and where we recorded it? Here's a hint. Our studios are located high atop a hill in San Francisco's Portola neighborhood, nestled in an unused classroom in the back of Philip and Sala Burton High School. Burton is a unique place, both because of its spectacular view and because it's the only public high school in San Francisco that offers music classes all 4 years. To tell us more, we sent KALW's Olivia Cueva to roam the halls in search of the story behind today's mystery sound.
So I'm approaching the band practice.
The key to finding where the bands at Burton High School practice is to follow your ears. My ears lead me outside to a concrete courtyard overlooking downtown San Francisco. The Bay Bridge is in the distance, and there are colorful houses on the hillsides. It's a warm, sunny day. About 20 students are standing on a black tarp, some with drums strapped to their chests. Others are pounding on instruments that look like pipes and giant xylophones. This is the percussion ensemble, and they're practicing for their first competition of the year.
Make sure you get softer. Two, ready, and.
We have a great view of the city and the bridge, and at night it's really pretty because all the lights come on and it's dark.
That's Emily Tang. She's a senior at Burton and one of the band's captains. She plays an instrument called the marimba, one of those big xylophone instruments I just mentioned. But when she first came to Burton...
I actually didn't like bands, but then I came and then percussion kind of, like, changed my life. It opened up my eyes to different parts of music and, like, rhythm and stuff, and I realized how important it was to music in general.
Tang has been in the band program since her freshman year, when it was first getting started.
From the very beginning, we just had just one big band, had about 80 students in it.
That's Manuel Young, the band director.
And then every year we started adding a new ensemble.
In just 4 years, the music program has grown to 5 ensembles, the new ones being jazz, rock, a marching band, and the percussion ensemble, which competes statewide.
Our program's flourishing. It has over 130 students in the band program.
It's so popular that students enroll at Burton just to join band. They even have a percussionist who meets with students 5 days a week.
E to F, E to F. 5, 6, 7, 8.
Devesh Kramshandani is the percussion band instructor. He's a teaching artist with the San Francisco Symphony and has been teaching at Burton for 3 years.
So we have the marimba.
Kramshandani's going over all their instruments. There's tons of them.
The vibraphone, the xylophone, the chimes, 2 sets of bells, a set of timpani. Then we had break drums, several cymbals, slapstick, the vibraslap, the instrument that went boing, that's a vibraslap. Then we had our contrabassum and gong.
And then there's the drum line.
We had the marching snare drum. We had the marching tenor drums, then we had marching basses.
The players wear their drums on their chests and hips, fastened by a harness over their shoulders.
I have the smallest one, because I'm the smallest of all of them, so it's not really that heavy. You get used to it.
That's 15-year-old Natalie Medina. She's small and plays the marching bass drum. Like Emily Tang, she's one of 3 girls in the 18-student percussion band. But she's the only girl marching in the drum line.
I think it's pretty cool. Actually, the song that we're playing right now is pretty sick.
Right now, they're focusing on the upcoming Winter Guard competition with the Northern California's Band Association. It's exciting because they are the only public school in San Francisco competing there. After the practice is over, I walk with Tang back inside.
So what happens next? You just go back to regular classes?
Yeah.
Unfortunately, she says. She runs down the hall as the bell rings, another sound we hear every day here at KALW. From the halls of Burton High School, I'm Olivia Cueva for Cross Currents.
Two, again, and...